वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। हेलो फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम टू सिख हिस्ट्री साखी पॉडकास्ट। आई एम हरप्रीत कौर, योर होस्ट। फ्रेंड्स, इन द लास्ट एपिसोड वी डिस्कस्ड दैट गुरु नानक देव जी एंड भाई मर्दाना जी वर कैप्चर्ड बाय बाबर्स आर्मी। देन गुरु नानक देव जी रिसाइटेड वाणी and how the weight that he was carrying was floating above his head and the horse was walking behind while they were being taken to Babur's camp. Now, Mir Khan, a commander in Babur's army, saw everything and how Guruji's voice worked as a healing medicine on all the captives. Mir Khan then went to Babur and told him everything, that two saints were taken as prisoners and what miracles had happened. When Babur heard this, he said, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, ਇਹ ਸੁਣ ਬਾਬਰ ਬਚਨ ਬਖਾਨਤ, ਪੂਰਬ ਜੇ ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਵਿਦ ਜਾਨਤ, ਇਸ ਪੁਰਕੋ ਨਹਿ ਮਾਰਤ ਧਾਈ, ਜਿਸ ਮੈਂ ਅਸ ਦਰਵੇਸ਼ ਰਹਾਈ। ਮੀਨਿੰਗ, ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਕਮਾਂਡਰਸ ਵਰਡਸ, ਬਾਬਰ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਨੋਨ ਅਰਲੀਅਰ ਦੈਟ ਸੱਚ ਗੋਡਲੀ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਲਿਵਡ ਹੇਅਰ, ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਹੈਵ ਨੈਵਰ ਅਟੈਕਡ ਦਿਸ ਸਿਟੀ। Just imagine, my friends, this was the amount of respect given to saints that a whole city would be spared from war just because they resided in it. Now, on the other side, in order to feed the Mughal army, all the prisoners, whether rich or poor or from any religious background, were given handmills, popularly known as chakki, to grind corn into flour. Friends, chakki is a hand-operated stone grinder that is used to grind spices or grains. It is used to grind entire grains into flour such as rice, millet, corn, and wheat. Now, Guru Nanak Dev Ji was also given a chakki to grind corn into flour. However, Guruji asked Bhai Mardana Ji to play the rabab and sang Gurbani. My dear friends, while Guruji sang, the chakki started grinding on its own. Everyone present there saw in amazement and realized they were in presence of a great soul. That chakki is still present and is well preserved in Gurdwara Chakki Sahib in Ahmedabad. Now, Babur was informed of this miracle. He immediately came to see everything. When Babur arrived, he saw that the chakki was moving by itself and Guruji was sitting with his eyes closed and singing, as mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 417. Jin sir sohan pattiyan, maang pai sandoor, se sir kati munniyan, ਗਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਵੇ ਧੂੜ। ਮਹਿਲਾ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੋਦੀਆ, ਹੁਣ ਬਹਿਣ ਨਾ ਮਿਲਣ ਹਦੂਰ। ਆਦੇਸ ਬਾਬਾ ਆਦੇਸ, ਆਦ ਪੁਰਖ ਤੇਰਾ ਅੰਤ ਨਾ ਪਾਇਆ, ਕਰ ਕਰ ਦੇਖੈ ਵੇਸ। ਜਦੋਂ ਸੀਆ ਵਿਆਹੀਆ, ਲਾੜੇ ਸੋਹਣ ਪਾਸ, ਹਿਡੋਲੀ ਚੜ ਆਇਆ, ਦੰਦ ਖੰਡ ਕੀਤੇ ਰਾਸ। ਉੱਪਰੋਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਵਾਰੀਏ, ਝੱਲੇ ਝਿਮਕਿਣ ਪਾਸ। ਵੈਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਫਿਨਿਸ਼ਡ ਸਿੰਗਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਓਪਨਡ ਹਿਸ ਆਈਜ਼, ਹੀ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਬਰ ਵਾਜ਼ ਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਹਿਮ with folded hands, and he bowed to Guruji, then asked with utmost respect, "I see God in you, O holy saint. Kindly tell me, what were you singing so beautifully?" Guru Nanak Ji then explained that he was singing about the sufferings of people, of how everything has changed. Those women who were adorned with beauty and their hair adorned with vermilion, those who lived in luxury now face hardship, and their once shining hair locks were cut and dust thrown upon their heads. The ones who were surrounded by riches have now been tied with ropes. Now, under Babur's rule, even princes find it difficult to secure food, while some have abandoned their religious practices. Lastly, Guruji says that this shift in circumstances serves as a reminder that fate unfolds only according to Almighty's plan. And he highlights how powerless man is in comparison to Almighty. Thus, Guru Nanak Ji suggests to remember God in every situation. When Babur understood the meaning of Bani, he felt ashamed and humbled. He asked for Guruji's forgiveness and offered hashish to Guru Nanak Dev Ji as a gift. My dear friends, hashish is a psychoactive substance or drug. In the Mughal era, particularly during celebrations and social events, hashish, often in the form of bhang, was used recreationally by the ruling class, contributing to its cultural and medicinal significance in that period. Guru Nanak Ji refused his gift and then again recited Bani as mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 721. Pao tera pang, haldi mera cheet, main divana paya ateet. Kar kasa darshan ki pook, main dar mango neeta neet, tau darshan ki karo samai. Meaning, Guru Nanak Ji says that the fear of Almighty is his bhang, and his soul is the pouch that holds it. His respect for Almighty is like his spiritual strength that keeps him free from worldly attachments. Guruji says, "I seek your presence like a beggar, always at your door, and I hope for your blessings, my dear Almighty." Saints, like pleasant fragrances, share their goodness with everyone, regardless of any bias. May I receive blessings from those devoted to you and living humble lives. Guruji says that the love for Almighty is his bhang, whose intoxication shall never go away. Listening to these words, Babur bowed before Guru Nanak Ji and asked for Guruji's blessings and forgiveness. Then Guru Nanak Ji said, "If you wish to have forgiveness and blessings, then release all your captives along with their belongings." Babur then gave immediate orders to release every prisoner along with their belongings. The hostages were seen leaving the camp with happy faces and grateful tears in their eyes. Babur then again asked Guruji, Bless me, holy saint. Kindly pray for me so that my reign in India may continue from generation to generation. Then Guru Nanak ji smiled and said, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, Jag Patshahi Pog Ho, Jab Lag Karo Nyay, Jab Tumri Kul Nyay Na Hove, Patshahat Sagri Sok Hove, Desh Bidesh Jeet Bohotarni, Puncho Raj Karo Balkarni. Listen carefully, my friends, because this was a warning and a blessing to Babar. Guruji said, your empire shall remain for a long time. However, only until it remains just and kind to all. If you want to establish your empire, be a member of the Indian people. Make this nation your home. Treat Hindus and Muslims equally and do justice without bias. Do not encourage alcohol or gambling. Honor the saints and Muslim priests. Never stray from the truth's path. Show mercy and extend forgiveness to everyone. Babur treated Guruji with utmost respect and understood everything he said. Now, as history states, Babur's reign saw the introduction of Mughal governance starting in 1526. Despite facing initial difficulties, his rule set the stage for a dynasty that left a lasting imprint on the cultural, architectural, and political development of India for many years. Now, Gurdwara Rohri Sahib has been constructed to mark the place from where Guruji and Bhai Mardana Ji were arrested by Babur's army. It is said that after the battle, Guruji was sitting on pebbles or in Punjabi rohri and he was praying when he was arrested. Now, after staying for a while in Imnabad with Bhai Lalo Ji for a few days, Guruji and Bhai Mardana Ji then departed further to their next journey. I hope this brings some value to you and your family. Thank you.